Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 77. John Anderson, American country singer, had a hit song titled Let Go of the Stone. The song tells the story of a woman who's suffering from a heartbreak over a broken relationship and how he, the singer, wants to save her. He tells her to let go of the stone. The lyrics in part are, "Let go of the stone if you don't want to drown in the sea of heartache that's dragging you down. It's pulling you under, but you keep hanging on. If I'm ever going to save you, let go of the stone." I first heard this song during the early stages of my grieving process. When I first heard it, I felt as if I were holding on to a gigantic boulder, and I remember thinking how great it would feel if I could let go of the stone. What's telling about the message and the lyrics is that action is required on our part. We have to let go of the stone. No one can come to us and rescue us. No one can pull a stone away from us. It's one of those times in life when we are on our own. There are no life preservers. There are no lifeguards. We're in the middle of the lake, far away from the shore, and we're not wearing a life jacket. I'm not aware of when I let go of the stone. I know I did. I'm no longer holding on to it. I still have a few bruises of where I gripped it so tightly that even the jaws of life couldn't free me. But my bruises are healing. I now have a clearer vision of what it was like while I was carrying the stone. When I was holding on to the stone, my vision was obscured. Perhaps the stone was pinching against an optic nerve. Now I am more detached. I don't think at first I wanted to let go of the stone. I wanted other people to feel sorry for me, offer me condolence, ask me how I was doing. You know, that kind of stuff. It's difficult to admit that, but it's pretty accurate. Wherever I went, the stone went with me. I held on to the stone so I could tell my story over and over and over again. As I retold my story, I momentarily forgot about the weight of the stone, only to feel its weighty burden come back to me after I finished telling my story. There was a point, I'm not sure when I finished retelling my story and I had an insight, or maybe it was an inner voice, or maybe it was grace. I knew in that moment I needed to stop retelling the story. I needed to put that book on the shelf if I were to continue making progress. I realized the stone wasn't holding on to me. I was the one holding on to the stone. Have you ever gripped something so tight and held it for a long period of time? If you have, you know you have to work your fingers again to get them functioning in the right way. That's the way it is when we hold on to the stone too long. We try to let go, but our fingers are not obeying our brain. They're trying to let go, trying to release the stone, but they're frozen. If they move at all, they're moving in slow motion. Gail Forman wrote in Where She Went, "Letting go, everyone talks about it like it's the easiest thing. Unfurl your fingers one by one until your hand is open. But my hand has been clenched into a fist for 3 years now, and it's frozen shut." At times, that's what letting go feels like. Sometimes our hands are frozen shut, wrapped around the stone we've been carrying. Letting go of something that is feeding us emotionally hurts. We become used to it. We become comfortable with holding the stone. Kate Chopin writes in The Awakening, "Perhaps it is better to wake up after all even to suffer rather than to remain a dupe to the illusions all one's life. When we decide to wake up, we realize that the choice in front of us is not easy and that it has to be done. We wake up knowing one can't walk backwards and forwards at the same time. So it comes down to a choice where we find ourselves back in the middle of the lake. If we hold on to the stone, we know we'll drown. Although our drowning is metaphorical, in a sense it is real. If we make that decision, we've decided to stop living. Oh, we'll still be alive, but we won't be living. There's a big difference between the two. If we let go of the stone and swim to the shore, we may drag ourselves onto the sand exhausted. We'll lay there flat on our stomach, gasping for breath. We'll eventually turn over onto our back and look up at the sky, and we'll see birds soaring above us. And we'll know in that moment, we were born to live. We were born to let go of the stone and live, and to live life fully and with all the gusto we have. We can say along with Bilbo Baggins in J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, when he was navigating through a difficult and dangerous situation. Go back? He thought. Not good at all. Go sideways? Impossible. Go forward? Only thing to do. On we go. So up he got and trotted along with his little sword held in front of him, and one hand feeling the wall, and his heart all of a patter and a pitter. When we let go of the stone, we'll be aware of all the directions we can move, and we'll know that our only choice is to go on living and moving forward. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Life is meant to be lived, and to be lived and enjoyed. Never quit, never give up, never quit on life. Have a great day. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day. Stay strong and never quit. Never give up.